Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Hey, and we begin about five lines down from the very top, reminding ourselves of Machlokas we had yesterday. We had the opinion of Rav Yosef, who said that you require a one tefach elevation in the end of the Mavui. I'll explain what we remind ourselves about in a second. And the opinion of Abaye, who says you need four tefachim. What are we talking about? Again, remind ourselves that a korah has to be within 20 amma of the floor of the end of the Mavui in order to be matu that Mavui to carry it. Midor Raisi, you're allowed to carry it. Midor Rabban, the rabbi says, it's too much of a risk. You're going to carry from the Mavui, which is technically Rishus HaYochid, into the Rishus HaRabim and be over in Issa Deraisa of carrying. So therefore, they said you have to have some sort of either a Lechi or a Korah to modify the Mavui to make it carrying, to allow you to carry within the Mavui. Again, this you have to do in Erev Chatzeres, Sheet of Mavoyas, which we'll learn later in the Masechta as well. But you need this additional physical characteristic. We pass like Beis Hillel, either a Lechi or a Korah. Beis Shammai said you need both. But Beis Hillel is how we paskin, either a Lechi or a Korah, and this Korah must be within 20 Amma. So now, if you had a area that was more than 20 amos, so we said you could fill it in, you could add dirt, make a mound there. And the opinion of Rav Yosef was that you only have to do that for one tefach, and the opinion of Abaye was you have to do that for four tefachim. And we gave a reason, number one, yesterday, what this is about. And the first answer that we gave yesterday was that they're arguing about that Rav Yosef says you only need one tefach, says it has to be just a recognizable thing. And with one tefach, it'll be recognizable. And the other opinion of Abaye, Mar Sovar, Kori Mishu Mechitza, that's the function of the Mechitza, and Mechitza requires Dalet Tefachim. Fine. That was Teretz number one from yesterday. Now we pick up again from the Gemara, five lines down from the top of Heyom and Aleph. V'boi Yisema, a second Teretz, we have three Teretz. And the second Teretz is, V'boi Yisema, Tekuli Amo Korah Mishum Heker. Everybody agrees that this Korah, this board on the top, the horizontal board that matters the Mavoi to carry in, the purpose of that is to make it a heker, to recognize it, so a person won't mistakenly carry a walk with something from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRab. Oh, there's the heker, there's the reminder, and who remember? So if they both say that, so why does one say one tefach, Rav Yosef, and why does Rabbi say four tefachim in Nesir? It's a heker, so the heker works for one or four tefachim. So one says, no, v'hocha, the heker shomata, or v'heker shomalo komifligi. They're arguing about, is it easily as recognizable on the top as it is on the bottom? So the Maariv Sovar, the opinion of Rav Yosef that says you only need one tefach, he holds, Mar Sovar, Aminan Heker Shomato, Ke Heker Shomala. Just like on the top you'll see one tefach, so too on the bottom. The purpose of elevating this one tefach, this mound, to make it a one tefach elevation, is for Heker purposes. And just like a one tefach Heker works on the top, so too a one tefach Heker works on the bottom. That's the opinion of Yosef. That's why it says only need one tefach. Mar Sovar, however, Bai holds, Lo Aminan Heker Shomato, Ke Heker Shomala. Says, no, on the top, it's something that's so unusual and strange, so one tefach would be fine. But on the bottom, when you're walking, you're not going to see necessarily an elevation. If it's just one tefach, you're going to walk right over it. You're not going to think about it. So therefore, he says, you require four tefachim. Where did he go from one to four? Because Rashi explains, that's the normal way, that if you're going to the next level, so to say, the shiurim that we have, so it would be four tefachim. Fine. That's the opinion of Abaye. That is teretz number two. Terence number three, the boy is saying, the kuli amamrin and heker shomata ke shomal. No, in fact, both of them are perfectly recognizable on the top and the bottom. And if the top is one tefach, then the bottom should be one tefach too. So Abaye has a problem. How come Abaye says you need four tefachim? So Gemara says, v'hocha b'gzeiro shema yivchos k'miflugi. So they all agree one tefach certainly should be good. But if it's only a one tefach elevation, so Abaye is concerned that that's going to get rubbed out. It's going to get wiped out. People walk on it, and they're going to flatten it. And suddenly, the korah on the top is more than 20 amos away from the floor. So Abaye says, we have to make a gzeir over here, that since you may come to diminish the elevation, just by walking on it, it's going to rub it away, so to say, and you're now going to be flat again instead of elevated, and you're going to be more than 20 amos from the floor, the now flattened floor again, to the top of the korah. So therefore, if you do it for just one tefach, it's too easily flattened away. Therefore, you better do it for four tefachim. It won't so easily lose its status. And even if some of it gets lost, the rest of it will. And since you only need a tefach, so this is a guarantee, a good way to make sure that you'll have a tefach. That's the gzeira that Abaye says you have to do. And Rav Yosef says, no, we don't need such a gzeira. Once you have a tefach, you have the elevation of a tefach. Now you've diminished the space between the korah and the floor to under 20 amma. You're perfectly good. I make it wiped away. If it gets wiped away, you have to redo it. but you don't have to make a gzeira over here to make it four tefachim, because maybe some of it will get wiped away. And again, Abaye says you do. Those are the three terutzim for the machlokas between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Now we go to the next case. The Gemara says, Hoya pachos me'asor tefachim. Now, in the first scenario from our Mishnah, we were talking about that if the korah was more than 20 amos from the floor, and we brought down in yesterday's shir as well, there is a maximum height, it can't be more than 20 amos. There's also a minimum height, that it can't be less than 10 tefachim from the floor up to the korah. Can't put the korah so low, it won't be recognizable, it won't serve any function if it's less than 10 tefachim. So let's say you have only 9 tefachim between the floor and the korah. So then that's not good. It can't be matir. So how do you correct it in this situation? If the korah is within 10 tefachim of the ground, so you need to raise it. Now, you could obviously just raise the korah, that would be fine, but there's no place to put it. It's on the wall. It's hanging on the wall. You can't suspend it in midair. And the wall is only 9 tefachim from the bottom of the ground. So therefore, the korah is going to be 9 tefachim. So what are you supposed to do? So the Gemara says, V'chokakbo lashlimo liasora. You dig out over here a space, you hollow out on the bottom an additional space. And you can see, again, diagrams of this in both the Art Scroll and in the Perish Chai and in the Illustrated Gemara. So you dig out some of the area underneath the korah. So now there's a depth from the new dugout area until the korah, and now you have more than 10 tefachim, so everything is good. Gemara says, Kamachokig, how deep do you have to deep down? How much must you excavate over here in order that it should be 10 tefachim? Gemara says, Kamachokig, Kamaditzarklai. Again, same question we had yesterday. What do you mean? You have to make 10 tefachim. So if you're starting off with 8 tefachim, you're going to have to dig 2. If you're starting off with 9 tefachim, you have to dig down 1. What in the world is the question? Gemara says, no. Ella Moshko Bekama. Again, the same question is, how much in do you have to dig it? You can't just draw a 1-inch strip deeper down. You can't just dig out a 1-inch strip. You have to dig out a certain amount. So guess what? We have the same machlokas as yesterday, but with different dimensions. We have Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef Amar here, the Dalet Tvachim. Here you have to dig it out for Dalet Tvachim. Here Rav Yosef has the shear of Dalet Tvachim. And Abaye Amar, the Arba Amos. Abaye says, no, you have to dig out an area of Arba Amos. So how come over here they're arguing with Dalet Tvachim versus Dalet Amos, and yesterday they had one Tefach versus Dalet Tvachim? So Rashi explains why there's a difference between yesterday we said one tefach versus dalet tefachim, and here we're saying dalet tefachim versus dalet amos, because he says here there are no walls around it. So Rashi explains the Dibra Maskev of Yosef, the boy el tefach previously said a tefach was good. Here he says four tefachim, hocha boy arba, because the hossam in yesterday's shir, the beginning of today's shir, where you're elevating it, the hossam, the isel dofen, there are walls there. Vilimute ka'ose beheker bi'alma, and the only reason you have to go in minimum wise it is to have the hecker, and that's why you had to just build up a mound, and one tefach would be fine. Sagi, single tefach would be fine. But hacha, the hashdhu de mashvile dofen. Right now you don't have a wall. You only have something that's 7 or 8 or 9 tefachim, so you don't have a wall. So therefore, you have to do something much more significant. Even Rav Yosef, being Rav Yosef, and certainly being Labai, being the lischaze hay dofen l'shir hechsher orech mavui sholem. So here you need to have it for the entire length. So you have to make it a significant wall, and therefore, that's going to be dependent upon how big a mavui has to be. Is it enough to be dalet tefachim, or do you need dalet amos? That's what we're going to see, is the machlokis over here. So now back to the Gemara. So Rav Yosef Amar b'dalet tefachim, and Abaye Amar b'arba amos. So Gemara says, Lema, let us say, which is what I just pointed out, in Rashi, Lema b'de Rebbe Ami b'Ravasi k'mivli. They're arguing about a point that Rav Ami and Ravasi are going to make right now in the Gemara. And what is that point that Rav Ami and Ravasi make? So they say, Ditmar, Rav Ami and Ravasi are going to say the following. Mavui shenifratz mitzido klape rosho. If you have a mavui that has a breach in it, nifratz means there's a pirtza, there's a breach, there's a hole in the wall. Now, it's on the side of the mavui. The mavui has the front entranceway, and then it has the sides. So if this breach is klape rosho, it's near the front. And you can see this in the diagrams in the both the Art Scroll has diagrams on this, and you also can see this in the diagrams of the Pirish Chai. You can see this in diagram number 26 on page 4, and you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 17. I won't keep on referring back to the each number every time. You just keep on following along in the Gemara to the next diagram, but this way I set you up. So it's on page 6 in the Illustrated Gemara, diagram number 17. That's the most beautiful, the most easy one to see. So if you have that Gemara, use that. Otherwise, the Perish Chai or the Art Scroll Gemara is the Perish Chai on page 4 diagram number 26, and then we're going to keep on flowing, and I'll just keep on referring to each sefer to look at them for the additional pictures. These pictures are worth 1,000 words, and they're essential to help you understand what the Gemara is talking about. So in any event, here we're talking about that Rav Ami and Rav Ashi said that you have this mavoi that has a breach in it on the front side. Again, it's on one of the side walls, but it's towards the front of the mavoi, near the open entranceway into the mavoi. So if it's klapi rosho, so they said, Itmar Mishmei, the Rav Ami Rasi, they said, Rav Ami Rasi said, or said in their names, Im Yeshom Pas Dalid. If you have still remaining from the original wall where the breach occurred, towards the front, you have at least a 4 tefach wall still remaining. So then, in this situation, as long as you still have 4 tefachim still remaining, Rashi seems to say, even if you didn't have the original wall remaining, it's enough that you built a new wall over there, and you put up at least dalet tefachim. Tosus disagrees with this. Tosus says, no, it's only if the original wall is remaining that this works. So as long as the original wall is remaining, at least dalet tefachim towards the front, in yeshom pas, dalet, if you have at least a dalet tefachim, 4 tefachim wide, original part of the wall, according to everybody, or even Rashi, a new wall that you create over there at the very front, Matir bepirtza ad eser. You then can have this breach be up to eser amos. It's a feminine word, eser. So therefore, it's talking about amos. So you could even have a breach of 9.9 amos, and you would be fine. We call it not a breach, we call it a door. We call it a pesach. And therefore, a pesach in the wall doesn't ruin it. You'll have to have doors, you'll have to have openings in a wall. That doesn't take away from the status of it being a kosher wall. So if you still have a kosher wall there, halachically, and there's a lechi in the front that's matirit, or a korah in the front that's matirit. So this is a perfectly good type of a mavoi. Now, notice that they said that as long as you have dalid tvachim. So therefore, for them, you have a mavoi created by having dalid tvachim. However, v'im lav, if you don't have dalid tvachim there at the front of the mavoi on the side wall, so then pachos mishlosha matir. Then, if the breach is more than 3 tefachim, you got a problem. Because if the breach is more than 3 tefachim, people are going to start using the breach as the entranceway into the mavui. If it's not going to have a korah on this breach, so then this breach now is a mavui that has an opening without a korah. And therefore, you're not allowed to carry in this mavui. If it's less than 3 tefachim, so then we have our principle of lovet, which we alluded to in yesterday's shir as well. It's a very famous Shas principle, that when things are within 3 tefachim of each other, we consider them filled in, and therefore, in this situation, if the breach is less than 3 tefachim, we don't worry about it. But if it's more than 3 tefachim, if you do not have that 4 tefach wall that's still remaining from the front, or you add it on, according to Rashi, a new 4 tefach wall at the front, so then you don't have a kashur mavui at the front. Therefore, you see clearly that Rav Ami and Rav Ashi say that the measurement of a mavi is 4 tefachim. So, the Rav Yosef is later Rav Ami and Rav Ashi. So, Rav Yosef says, yeah, I hold 4 tefachim. That makes it into a mavi. And as long as you have the 4 tefachim, like Rav Ami and Rav Ashi said, you have a good mavi. And Labaye less later Rav Ami and Rav Ashi. Labaye doesn't hold from Rav Ami and Rav Ashi. He, in fact, would say you need 4 amos to make it a minimum shear of a mavi. That's what they're arguing about. Amalek Abaye, Abaye says, Hosom sof mavoi, hocho tchilas mavoi. Abaye says, no, I could even hold like Rav Ami and Rav Ashi, because I agree with them that if you have an existing mavoi, and some of it gets breached, so you had a mavoi, you still have the shame of a mavoi as long as you have dalet tefachim. So I agree, as long as you originally had a mavoi, there was 4 amos, so the remainder of only having 4 tefachim, I also agree. Like Rav Ashi and Rav Ami said, since the remainder is still 4 tefachim, it's good. So again, let's go back to Gemara. We have over here, Amalek Abaye. Abaye would say, no, I could even hold like Rav Ami and Rav Ashi. Hasam sof mavoi, hacho tchilas mavoi. When I said you require 4 tefachim, that's because you are starting a mavoi. To start a mavoi, you need to have 4 amos to have a mavoi that was there, and to say that you still have a remnant of it left, then I agree with Rav Ami and Rav Ashi that when it's sof mavoi, you originally had a mavoi, so then dalet tefachim is enough. But what we're talking about here is tchilas mavoi. You don't have a mavoi because it's not deep enough. The floor is only 7, 8, 9 tefachim to the top, so you don't have a mavoi. Now you have to dig out, so you have to dig out 4 amos to make it into a mavoi. Where it says, iika arba amos in, ilo. That's an opinion of Abaye, which could be in accord still with the opinion of Rav Ami and Rav Ashi. Gemara says, Amar Abaye, I'll show you that I'm right. Mino amino law. How do you, I can show you that you require four amos. Because the Tanya, because we're going to learn in a Braisa, we have this at Shabbos, we're going to have it later in Amasecht as well. Ein mavoi nitar belechi bekora, actu botim chatziris psuchin lesocha. In order for a mavoi to work, it has to have at least two chatziros. That's the plural of chatziros, is a minimum of two. And batim, you need to have two batim for each chatzir. And again, you can see nice diagrams of this in all of the places, the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. Just keep on going to the next diagrams in each one, and it'll show you what we're talking about. So you now have a minimum for a mavoi. It has to have two chatziros, let's say one on the left and one on the right, and at least two houses in each of those chatziros in order to be a valid mavoi. When they have an opening from each chatzir into the mavoi, now that's called the mavoi. Now, Abaye asked, if you're saying that four tfachim is enough, ibidalid tfachim is enough, so heichem ishkachesle, how could you possibly have an opening of dalid tfachim going from each chatzir into the mavoi? If the mavoi minimum is only four tefachim, so then if the minimum size of a pesach going from the chatzir into the mavoi is also four tefachim, the minimum size of a pesach is four tefachim, so then how would you ever have a mavoi then? If you have only dalet tefachim in the mavoi, the depth of the mavoi is only dalet tefachim, so then hechem ishkachsel, how could you possibly have it? Ah, you're going to tell me, the pesach law, you're going to tell me, and you can see this in the diagrams in the Illustrated Gemara, you can see it the clearest in diagram number 20. You can see this in the Pirush Chai as well, in diagram number 29. So if you're going to tell me in this situation that the back wall of this mavui has at least 2 4 tefach psochim in it, plus it has to have some wall, obviously, so it's going to be a minimum size of 8, 9, 10 tefachim in the back wall, but you're telling me the depth of the mavui is only 4 tefachim, so then you have a lopsided mavui. But Amar of Nachman, that's no good. The Kitnan, we have the accepted halacha that Ezu mavui shnita belech v'korah. What type of a mavui is allowed to be matir to carry within it with either a lechi or a korah? It's only when the length is greater than the width. In other words, the depth of the mavui has to be greater than the back wall of the mavui. This situation, kosher arko, yes or a rochvo. If you have the length of the mavui greater than the width of the mavui. Now here we just said the width of the mavui is going to be a minimum of the two psochim, that's 8 tefachim plus some wall. So let's say it's 9 tefachim, it's a very small wall. But the depth of the mavui, the length of the mavui is only 4 tefachim. That's what we're talking about. So that would not be a kosher mavui. So therefore, it must be that we're dealing with four amos. Oh, if the length of the mavui, the depth into the mavui is four amos, so then certainly you can have four tefach pesachs in the back wall of the mavui, and the whole mavui in the back wall is 8, 9, 10 tefachim, and the depth of it is four amos. Oh, that's where the length is going to be greater than the width, and therefore it's matu lechi or a korah. Ah, Abai says that's my proof. I didn't finish reading the Gemara, and in addition, you need to have the psachim to have a batim chaziris psuchim asochim. So that's the question. So Abaye says, here's a riot to me that it must be at least dalet amos and not dalet tvachim. No, what would Rav Yosef do with this? Rav Yosef, he would say, the pasuk lay bekeren zovis. Again, you can see this in the diagrams in all three places, the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. He says, no, it's on an angle. Now, you actually see this in our Gemara, in the Rashi's in our Gemara as well. It's the bottom diagram on the right, with a diagonal line, that represents an opening. Now, if the whole square here is 4 tefach by 4 tefach, but the door is going to be the hypotenuse of that right angle on each side, and that's going to be more than 4 tefachim, or at least 4 tefachim, and therefore that will be the pesach for the chotzer on the left, and that will be the pesach for the chotzer on the right. Each of the diagonals represents a doorway, and that's how you can have the back being 4 tefachim, and the length of the mavui being 4 tefachim. Technically, the back is a little bit less, because we said it has to be orko more than the rochvo. So either it's 4.1 versus 4, or it's 4 versus 3.9, or something like that. So you have the diagonals here are where the doors are, so you actually can have a orko more than rochvo, and yet only have a 4 tefach depth of the mavui, and that's how Rav Yosef would learn this Gemara. So Abaye has no airtight raya, Rav Yosef can get around it. Bai tries again. Amar Bai. Mino amina law. How do I know that my shear of four amos is right and that his shear of four tvachim Rav Yosef's shear is wrong? The Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama said, "Amar Rav Huna." He said, "Name of Rav Huna." Lechi habolet mi dofno shel mavoi pachos mi arba amos. If you have a lechi that is coming out, now it's not just a vertical pole; it's a whole wall. It's functioning as the lechi. If this lechi is bolet, it comes out from the side wall into the opening of the mavoi, and it goes from the side wall all the way out into the middle of this opening of the mavoi. Habolet midofno shel mavoi, but it only goes out pachos mi arba amos. It's a very wide post, but it's not more than four amos. So then neither mishum lechi. Then it functions as a lechi. Everybody read that's a perfectly good lechi. Again, you can see diagrams of this in all the places in the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Yosrei Gemara. So that's a perfectly good lechi. Then tzarich lechi achlatir, and you don't have to make another lechi after that. However, if it's dalet amos, if this wall goes out, you created a lechi that's a wall, and it's now more than dalet amos or more, so then nido mishum mavui. It itself becomes the mavui. Now, this is dalet amos. So the definition of a mavui, Abaye says, is dalet amos. And therefore, since it's a mavui itself of dalet amos, tzarich lechi achlatir, you have to put another lechi over there. That's my proof, Abaye says. Nu, Rav Yosef, what does he say about this? He says, lafuke mitoras lechi. He says, no, in order to go and take it out of the Torah of a lechi, so adi ika arba amos lemevi mavi, so up to arba amos, it becomes a mavi. Afilu bi arba tfachim, nam hevi mavi. So in order to remove it from the status of a lechi, it's four amos. But to call it a mavi, even dalet tfachim would have been enough. There's a unique din. He says it has just a status of removing it from being a lechi. I agree with you. To remove something from being a lechi, if it's dalet amos, then it's not called a lechi. But that has nothing to do with calling it a mavui. A mavui is called if it's just dalet tvachim. So, again, Abaye tried to prove his shita twice now, and each time Rav Yosef could say, no, my way of understanding it is just as good. Now the Gemara says gufa. Gufa means we're going to repeat what we just said in its entirety. Amar Rabbi Rechama, Amar Rav Huna, Rabbi Rechama said in the Rav Huna the following halacha. Lechi habolet mi defano shel mavui, the case that we just had. We repeat it now. The lechi, that is the additional vertical post that you put by the end of the mavui in order to be matzeh to carry in the mavui. If it is such a big thing, it's not just a vertical post, but it's bolet mi defano shel mavui. It stretches out from the side wall of the mavui and goes out as a wall in the entranceway of the mavui. We turn to the Amud Beis. So it depends, as we said, how far it goes out. If it's pochos mi arba amos, if it's less than arba amos, so then it is a vertical post. Nidon mishum lechi, we halachically treat it as a lechi. If it's under four amos, it is a vertical post, even though it looks like a wall. And therefore, that is considered a valid matering of the mavi to carry with inside it. Then tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. And you don't need another lechi at the end of that wall, because that wall is a post, and therefore you don't need a post to a post. So therefore, you don't need another lechi if it's less than four amos. However, if it's dalet amos, if it in fact is dalet amos, so then this opinion of Rami Bar Chama in the name of Rav Huna says that you would need another lechi to be matri. Tzarich lechi acher lahatiro. Now, osa lechi hecha mamido. When you have to put up this other lechi, where do you go and put it? No. You have two choices. You put it adjacent to the original lechi slash wall, or you put it on the other side. So it says, idemuki lo bahade. If you just put it as an addition to the wall, right where the wall is coming out, and again, you can see this in all the diagrams, if you just put it over there, osufihu dekom osif ole. So then this is just like, instead of saying I have a four-foot wall, a four-ama wall, I now have a 4.1-ama wall. You need another lechi to be matzeh to that. So obviously you just can't put an extension onto the wall that's exactly going to be the same dimensions as the wall, because it won't be recognizable in any way, and then you need another lechi. So therefore, you can't put it directly where the wall ends and just add on another piece of wall, essentially. So what should you do? So Rapapa gives a very simple terror. Put it on the other side. Put it on the wall that is the other side wall, right where it comes the opening. So there's nothing over there on that side. It's a pure opening. Oh, you put the lechi over there, it'll be recognizable. And that certainly is perfectly acceptable. That's Rav Papa's teretz. Nobody disagrees with that. Rav Huna, now this is not the Rav Huna that we are saying this din about. That's Rami Bar Chama saying the name Rav Huna. This is Rav Huna who's bereid Rav Yoshua, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, who is a Talmud of Rav Huna. He says, Omar, afilu tema demokile bade. No, you can even put it where the wall is coming out, where the entranceway wall slash lechi was made. You could even add it over there, as long as it's not the same exact dimensions of the wall. You could do a dematve bay or demitzer bay. As Rashi explains, there's two possibilities over here, and you can see this in all the diagrams as well. When we say dematve bay, look in Dira Maslu, dematve bay in Rashi, it means make it gavoa mimenu, make it taller than the already existing wall. Oh, then it's recognizable. Or namuch mimenu, or make it smaller. It's recognizable. Alternatively, e nami, o ob mimenu, o dak mimenu. You can make it thicker or thinner, dak. Either way, it has to be something that's recognizable. So it can be taller or shorter. It can be wider or smaller, less wide than the existing wall. So it's recognizable one way or the other, and therefore this is acceptable even on the side of the wall itself, the new projection into this entranceway, as long as you're making it different so then it can function as a lechi even on that side. You don't have to do the obvious answer that Rav Papa said to do it on the other side. So this is what Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua said. Now, Amar Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, he furthermore added, even when Rav Huna said that if it's four amos, you need to add on another lechi, tzorich lech lach latiro, he only said that in lo amar in ele b'mavui, shmo na. It should be shmo na, not shmo ne. It should be shmo na. If dealing over here with a feminine word, shmo na, so then it's amos. So if the whole mavui is eight amos, the whole open space entranceway into the mavui was eight amos wide, so then if you have a wall that is extending into there that is less than four amos, so then it's a perfectly good lechi. So that's talking about when the mavui is shmona, eight amos wide. Avo b'mavui. Now here we have a lot of problems. The next word should be sheva, not shiva. And we'll find, unfortunately, throughout the Gemara, and you see this in Shulchan Aruch as well, they weren't medaktik. The printers were not medaktik on keeping the masculine and feminine forms of the numbers to correspond with amos, which should have been a feminine number. Or if you're dealing with tfachim, it should be a masculine number. And this makes it very difficult sometimes because you're expecting the word shiva to be followed by tfachim, to be describing tfachim, because that's the only masculine measure that we have over here that shiva could modify, tfachim. But it's not. The word here should be sheva, which is the feminine word, which is modifying amos. So he's saying, when do you need to have another lechi put in is if that wall is more than eight amos? Avu b'mavui shiva, which should be sheva. If the mavui only was seven amos, so then even if your lechi is more than four amos, nitar, it is good. You don't need to put another lechi. But omed meruba ala poritz. The reason why it works is because we have a concept. There's a very important shas concept over here from Maseches Erevin. Omed meruba ala poritz. Omed means the standing wall. Is meruba is greater than the poritz, the breach in the wall. Whenever you have more wall than space, so in general, that's going to be an acceptable consideration of that as a wall and not as a space. So when you have only seven amos of mavui, the width of the mavui is only seven amos, sheva, not shiva, sheva amos. So then in this situation, even if you have four amos of wall, which would normally require tzorich lechi ater latiro, it doesn't, because four is more than the three open space that's left. So therefore, you have omed, the wall of four, is meruba, is more than the three of space, and therefore, it works even without a lechi acher lahatiro. And you can see this all in the diagrams, as well in the art scroll, the Pirush Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara. And this is Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, qualifying the statement of his Rebbe, Rav Huna. He says, the reason why this works is v'kav v'chomer mi'chotzer. I'll show you that this should work because of v'kav v'chomer mi'chotzer. Now, what's the din by a chotzer? Chotzer is not a mavui. Chotzer enters into a mavui. Uma chotzer sheinu niteres b'lechi v'korah. A chotzer needs to be a full wall around it in order to be able to carry within it. You need to have real walls or halachic walls all the way around it. You can't use a lechi or a korah, which is not a real wall, it's just a heker, to go and be matir a chotzer. Nevertheless, even though it can't be matired by a lechi or a korah, niteres ba'omed meruba ala poritz, the concept of having more wall than space works by a chotzer. So if you had on one side a 7-foot wall, of which 4 of it was wall and 3 of it was space, that would count as a wall. So if this concept of omed meruba ala poritz works in regards to a chotzer, where Lechi and Korah doesn't work, so then certainly, Kal v'chomer, Mavui, Shenita b'lechi v'korah, a Mavui does have a Lechi and a Korah work for it. So if a Lechi and a Korah can work by a Mavui, but they don't work by a Chatzer, so certainly, Omid Merub ala Paritz, which works by a Chatzer, should work by a Mavui. Einodin, Shenita b'omid Merub ala Paritz. That's what Rav Huna, B'reid Rav Yeshua, qualifies his Rebbe, Rav Huna's statement. And the Gemara says that's maybe not true, because maybe this Kal v'chomer is not good. Mal chotzer, you know why you can't make this Kal v'chomer? Because a chotzer has a kula to it that a mavui doesn't have. Mal chotzer shekem pirtzasa be eser. Now it's eser, so it means eser amos. So a chotzer is still considered a valid chotzer if you have even a 10 amma breach in it. We call it a pesach. We call it an opening. So that's a kula that we find by chotzer. But when you're dealing with mavui, Tomar b'mavui shepirtzaso. Now again, the word that we have is arba, but it should be arba'ah, because we're talking about tfachim. So the Kal v'chomer is broken apart as follows. A chotzer, even a breach that's under 10 amos, 9 amos, is still considered a valid wall. That's by a chotzer, that's a kula. But by mavui, any breach that's more than 4 tfachim, be arba'ah, with 4 tfachim, is considered a breach. So therefore, it's not a Kal v'chomer. You can't tell me, well, just because this concept of omed meruba ala paritz works by a chatzer, it's going to automatically work by a mavoi. No, because you can't say a chatzer is stricter than a mavoi. In regards to this din, a breach in a chatzer could be up to 10 amos, whereas a breach in a mavoi can only be dalid tfachim, arba'o tfachim. So that's the kasha that Rav Huna Breda Yeshua's Shita has to face. Sumar says, no, Kisava Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, Mavui Nami Pirtzaso Biaser. Oh, he says there is a good Kal v'chomer. He says the Mavui, it's not Dalit Tfachim, but it's in fact 10 Amos. So therefore, my Kal v'chomer still is good because there is no stringency that we find by Mavui versus Chotzer. And therefore, if we allow Omid Merub Al HaParetz to work by a Chotzer, Kal v'chomer, it should work by a Mavui. And there's no negating this Kal v'chomer according to Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua. Where it says, well, wait a second. He can't hold differently than Rav Huna, his Rebbe. Now his Rebbe, Laman Kamrin, and his Hoshita qualifying Rav Huna, his Rebbe's statement, that if you have more than Dalet Amos, you need another Lechi. That's Rav Huna's statement, his Rebbe. So he's only saying this, Laman Kamrin, Rav Huna, his Rebbe. Baha Rav Huna, his Rebbe holds, Pirtzaso B'dalet. His Rebbe holds that a Mavui only has less than 4 tfachim in order for it not to be considered a breach. But Rav Huna, his Rebbe, holds that if you have more than 4 tfachim, it is a breach. So how can you tell me that the Kal v'chomer still applies? His own Rebbe holds that it's 4 tfachim and not 10 amos. So Mori answers, yeah, that's what his Rebbe holds. But Svirulei, Rav Huna, Breda Rav Yeshua, Taima Dinav Shei Kamar, he says, within this shita that my Rebbe said, Rav Huna said that if you have more than 4 amos, you need another lechi, tzorech lechi achel atiro, I qualify it. He doesn't agree with me. My Rebbe, Rav Huna, didn't agree with this. But I qualify it and say that the only time you need a lechi, tzorech lechi achel atiro, is if it's more than 8 amos, so you can have a situation where it's not omed merub ala paritz. But if it's less than 8 amos, and you're going to have omed merub ala paritz, 4 is going to be more than 3, so in that situation, when it's a 7 amma wide opening, and I have 4, or even more than 4, of the lechi that is omeid, so then the remainder, the 2, 2.5, the 3, that is Pesach, doesn't require another lechi latiro. You're right. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua says, that's my interpretation, because I hold that the Kal v'chomer works, because I hold that a chotzer and the mavei pirtzaso is eser amos. Albeit, I understand that my Rebbe wouldn't be able to hold like this. He doesn't hold this Kal v'chomer because he would say that the Chatzar has 10 amos, but the Mavui has a breach of more than 4 tfachim. It's no good, and therefore he can't hold the Kal v'chomer, but I can. Very good. Now the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar, another additional statement. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi says, Afilu tema b'mavui shmo na. Again, this should be shmo na, because you're dealing over here with the feminine form, and therefore it's amos. So even if you want to tell me the mavui is 8 amos, lo tzorich lechi, you don't need a lechi. Why not? Because he says, manufshach. If it's exactly 8 amos, that's what we're dealing with. The mavui is exactly 8 amos. You still wouldn't need a lechi achir latiro, even though the wall is 4 amos. So another qualification of Rav Huna's statement. Why is that? Ravashi says, it's a mamon of shach. E omed nafish. If we have 8 amos of space over here, and if the wall that you're standing out is the lechi, it's 5 amos, so that means there's a breach of 3 only left, there's only a space of 3 left, so then, e omed nafish, if the 5 is more than 3, so need to have omen meruba parts. So then our principle of omen meruba parts would work. The parts nafish, and if in fact the space is more, so the space is 5, and the lechi slash wall is 3, so need mishum lechi, then you don't need lechi achel latiro. Then Rav Huna says, if it's less than 4 amos, then you don't need lechi amos, need mishum lechi. You don't need another lechi, that is a lechi. Oh, you can tell me it's exactly 4 amos of wall and 4 amos of space? My amris, what are you going to tell me? The shavu tarvayu, exactly 4 amos of wall, exactly 4 amos of space. Ki adodi avalei, they're identical. So what do we or do we not count this as a lechi? It's a sofik. Sofik divrayan. It's a sofik derabanan. And our rule is, with sofik divrayan, a sofik derabanan, lahokel. You'll have to go lahokel. So in this situation, Rashi explains, bottom Rashi, Shemot Simtse, maybe it's exactly 4 wall and 4 space. We're dealing with exactly the equal distance, or maybe not. So Shemalot Simtse, maybe it's not. It was really 4.1 and 3.9. Either way. So Mimanushach, if it's more wall, so then it's Omed Murala parts. If it's more space, the 4.1 is the space, so then it's a perfectly good lechi the way it is. It's only 3.9. And maybe it's exact, so that's the sofik. Maybe it's exact, maybe it's not exact. So it's a sofik. A sofik derabanan, a sofik derayim, a sofik derayim lahakya. We're allowed to go lekula. This is a good breaking point. We'll stop today's shiur over here.